Welcome to Comics and Stuffs, issue number 13. I'm a little bit disappointed, Kristen.
Why are you disappointed? Was it because I didn't like the Garth Ennis thing that I read?
No, I'm really upset about that, actually.
Oh, okay.
None of our listeners have sent me any drugs or dick pics.
Well, you know, if it's any consolation, none of our listeners have offered to be my sugar mama either, so...
I was a bit worried that you were holding out on me, to be honest, so I'm
No. Taking them all for myself.
I don't know what you're talking about, Glenn. I've got lots of heroin here. Speaking of drugs, it's my kind of Coke.
That's my refreshed drinking sound.
Big shout out to Toby last week.
Yes. He was wonderful. It was nice to have him.
He was. My wife was like, all I could hear was this. And I was like, yeah, fisting.
Pretty much. Even though we didn't get as much anal information as we had originally hoped. But that's okay.
My good friend Maxim, he was like, you didn't crack like a foreskin joke. Because he was saying that the penis is constructed from the arm. Forearm, foreskin.
Oh, true.
I know, I'm upset with myself.
It's okay. We were distracted by lots of things.
Mainly Toby.
Mainly, yeah.
Toby, you brought the show down to a whole new level of debauchery that I'm just not used to be honest. So.
That you're not used to?
I'm not used to it, no. That's a lie.
I don't know what show you've been listening to.
I've been quite busy, Kristen, this week.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Well, what have you been up to, Glenn?
I played Munchkin.
Oh, I've heard of that, but I haven't actually played it.
I'm bringing it to Fan Expo, Kristen, and okay. We're all going to play together.
That sounds wonderful.
I don't really play a lot of card games. In fact, I don't think I've ever played a card game that wasn't Uno or poker. So,
have you played Dutch Blitz?
No, I've never heard of it. What's that?
You should play that.
It sounds like a drug run.
Well, if you want it to be. No, it's like a multitasking speed and luck game where you match the colors and numbers in your deck. It's kind of hard to explain, but...
It sounds a lot like Snap.
I don't know what Snap is. But maybe...
You never, ever cease to amaze me. You don't know what Snap is.
Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. I don't know.
Snap is you get a deck of cards, mm-hmm. split it in half, mm-hmm. give your mate one half, mm-hmm. and then you both put cards down at the same time, simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And if they match, person that says Snap first gets all the cards.
And the point is to get the most cards?
Yeah. What do you think about that as a game?
Oh, okay. That sounds fun. But no, that's not like this game. I will show you at Fan Expo if I remember to bring the deck.
Speaking of Fan Expo, my wife's just messaged me.
Okay.
Adrian Alfono, Alfona, Alfona, Alfie, the Fonz.
The Asian guy?
The artist for Miss Marvel is going to be at Fan Expo.
Oh, cool.
I am very fucking excited about this.
Are you going to get him to sign all your Miss Marvel trades?
I assumed it was a woman.
Is it a man or a woman?
I don't know. I just assumed it was a woman.
I'm going to Google this right now.
But I think you're right. I think it is a man. I'm pretty sure that he illustrated Runaways with Brian K. Vaughan as well.
Maybe.
But I'm going for Miss Marvel, so I'm very excited, Kristen.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a picture of him, but I'm not seeing it.
This is going to be like that Bitch Planet fiasco last year.
Why? What?
I forget the artist's name. I think it's Valentine, Valentino or something.
Oh, yeah. Valentine Delandro or something like that. And you're like, is this a man or a woman?
And I'd convinced myself it was a large black lady.
Because of
Am I wrong?
That's what you see in the comics.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. Did we figure out what the answer was to that?
Well, yeah, I met him.
Oh, right.
He was a small black male.
Oh, okay. So you were close.
No, I was.
Shh.
It's the complete opposite. You're not listening to what I was just saying.
No, you were close. You were close. Be quiet.
Oh, they're both black. It's the same thing.
We're not racist here. We love everybody, even though we make fun of them.
Is that Serena Williams playing tennis? No, I think it's Samuel L. Jackson. Same thing. Kristen, what have you been doing this week?
I feel like I've read and watched a lot of things.
I read quite a lot of things. But more importantly, I watched Preacher. And last night, I watched Outcast with my wife.
And?
We'll get into that in a little bit. First, tell me about your week.
My week was... What did I... Oh, it was a long weekend. Went to Niagara to drop off my sister and ended up having to stay overnight because my mom didn't want to drive anymore. And that was fun, though. We explored abandoned buildings, which is more fun than looking at the falls because I've already been there and it's all like the same every time. But yeah, that was fun. Took lots of pictures. I also got to read stuff and play games. I finished Fire Emblem Awakening. Ha! Ha! Take that, anyone who thinks I never finished games. I finished it, okay? I watched all the end credits and I read the little things that say what happened after the story. Okay.
Did you have that feeling you get when you finish a game where you're just really sad because you finished it?
Yeah, I was kind of sad. I was like, oh, this is it. But then I realized I have the new game. So
I hate that. You get like this elation washes over you and then you just become depressed.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to start it again. But then I was like, no, I should play the second game. Or not the second game. I don't even know what this is, like the 15th game or something they have in their series. But
well, there's Awakening and there's the other one. What's it called?
There is the new one that just came out a couple months ago or something is Fire Emblem. Oh, shit, what's it called?
But that's from the point of view from the other side, right?
What other side?
I don't fucking know. I've never.
There's, okay, wait. Once I remember the name, I'll figure it out. Fire Emblem Fates. That's what the new one's called. And there's two parts to it. There's the Birthright side and the Conquest side.
So there's two factions and you can kind of decide what faction to choose, right?
Yes, depending on which game you buy. And then the other one, once you have the one game, the second half of the story is like at half price or something like that as a download.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I wish it was all together, but whatever. And then there's like a third part that came out or that will, I don't know if it's out already or will come out soon, but like that concludes the whole thing and kind of brings both perspectives of the story together. And then you have to pay for that again. Yay.
I almost bought a Fire Emblem, but it was $70 and I was just like, no.
70?
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Or was it 50?
It should be around 35.
Oh, hell no.
What? Where are you looking for your games?
Well, I usually get all my games digitally, so I download them all. But for DS games, I go to the shop, which is usually GameStop.
But, okay, on Amazon it says 45.
You're an Amazon fangirl. You get everything from Amazon. I think you work for them, to be.
No, I don't. I bought, for the record, I bought mine, both of my Fire Emblems from the store.
You're the kind of person that gets weekly packages from Amazon, aren't you?
No.
Monthly?
Yeah, okay. But like, not packages from Amazon, but like, I buy stuff from there at least once a month.
What do you think about the gift wraps?
I haven't used it.
Amazon's gift wrap game is a bit subpar, to be honest.
Well, if it's like their packaging for books, which is atrocious and you should never buy books on Amazon, then yeah, I can see that.
Oh yeah, you told me that a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, I get my comics from... what's it called again? I always forget the name of the website. Mycomicshop.com.
Oh, okay.
And they package, if you order a single issue, they will put like copious amounts of tape around it. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, they do like bubble wrap and hard cardboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it takes about an hour and a half to get like one comic out. And I'm begrudgingly thankful for it. I'm like, you're doing a good job, Bert. I just want to read this fucking...
Like, I appreciate this, but at the same time, I can't even get to it now.
Yeah. Yeah, Preacher and Outcast, so they're both comic book adaptations. And as you know, I'm a huge Garth Ennis fanboy. Uh-huh. Preacher's like my favorite comic series. I've been waiting for this TV show for a good year. So going in, I was very excited. My wife had just binge read the entire series in a week, which is remarkable. Mm-hmm. So we sat down and it wasn't as good as I hoped.
Aww.
It wasn't terrible or anything like that. And there's a really mixed consensus online. Like, a lot of people like it and a lot of people are kind of really meh about it. Mm-hmm. Which is better than being overly negative. I'm just there thinking, oh, this could have been better, but it's not terrible. So, but they did one really interesting thing. There's a character called Tulip mm-hmm. in the comics. She's a really tough female character. But the lead character called Jesse Custer, he doesn't belittle her. But they're kind of an item, and he just wants to keep her safe all the time. So he overly coddles her.
Okay.
She doesn't have a chance to shine until the last issue, and it's a 60-issue comic, so...
Oh, my God.
It's really disappointing by Garth that he did that. In the show, they've cast a black woman, because in the comic, she's white. They've cast a young, black female, and in the first episode, she's building a bazooka, and she's kicking ass and taking...
Oh, my gosh, she's building a bazooka!
Yeah, she's like this empowered, young, black female, and I'm really happy about her, like... I can see a lot of hardcore Preacher fans being like, oh, this is disgraceful.
This is blasphemy.
Yeah, this is black for me. but yeah, so I did really enjoy that. Outcast I watched last night. It was fucking awesome. But it was a direct adaptation from the comic. So it was almost panel for panel. Now, you know my thoughts on that. I personally believe that belittles the medium. Mm-hmm. But it was done well. And it was pretty graphic in a lot of places, which I'm a huge fan of.
Oh, I know.
I don't like it when, you know, say if you adapt something, don't water it down. I hate that.
Yeah.
So overall, pretty positive about them. But I don't know. Preacher, they've kind of adapted the theme of the comics, but they're doing something completely different, which I really appreciate. Outcast, direct adaptation, which I normally hate, but I enjoyed it more, so I don't know. Fuck my brain. Fuck my values.
I don't know what I want anymore.
I don't know what I want anymore, no.
So if I were to start reading Preacher...
I don't think you'd like it.
Okay. And is that because...
I feel like over the last year, 6 months, mm-hmm. gotten to know you. Mm-hmm. Just don't think it's your kind of thing.
Okay.
There isn't a lot of strong female characters. In fact, a lot of the characters are female characters are pretty weak-minded.
Aww.
Which is really disappointing. This was written in the early 90s. I don't want to generalize.
That's the excuse. It was written in the 90s.
Scottish men, like, of that age, you know. So... But the story's fantastic. Everyone should fucking read Preacher. But I don't personally think that you should read Preacher.
Okay. I can accept that.
Yeah. You should be reading Goldie Vance, though.
I know, but... But... I spend too much money already.
She's gay, 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 and looking for a good time.
Tell me about it, by the way, because I clearly missed out.
I don't think you're missing out.
Is it not that good?
I don't think it's great, but it's not bad. I actually preferred the first issue because it was, I don't know, it was just a lot cuter.
Okay.
And not because the second issue was like, I'm gay.
Suddenly it's not cute anymore.
And my homophobe agenda came out. I was like, oh, fuck off.
Unsubscribing from this.
He doesn't like gay women that are brown. Fuck him.
Wait, is she brown or black? Not that it matters. But I had thought that she had like an afro or something, so I just assumed she was black. I don't know.
My friend Kyle is white and he has an afro.
So is my not really friend who's Portuguese, kind of, sorry, you whatever.
We don't like them.
Portuguese people?
No, your friend.
Oh, yeah.
No, I love Portuguese people.
I was going to say, I love Portuguese people.
Portuguese chicken, Portuguese egg tarts.
Oh, Portuguese chicken. Ugh. I need to marry a Portuguese woman just so I can eat chicken.
What if she can't cook?
Then I'm going to go back to my redhead with green eyes option.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I read Tank Girl this week. Let's talk about comics. Let's do it. Last week, we didn't talk about comics at all.
But we were distracted.
Toby.
Oh, Toby. It's okay. We'll save up all our anal conversations just for him when he comes back.
I did have a lovely anal sex conversation with a friend yesterday.
Did you?
Shoutouts to Ali. Ali Mahfouz. I'm going to put him on blast again. We were chatting. But I went to the sex shop with my wife the other day to buy a bum cleaner. What do you think about that?
Are those actually advisable to use? Because I heard something about them not being advisable.
Should we get my wife on? I think we should get my wife on. She's not here at the moment, but...
I would love to have your wife on the show. Because all I ever do is hear about her, and I would like to actually interact with her at some point.
Just not with the bum cleaner. That's a solo adventure, Kristen, that you can't be. No eyes shall be gazed upon this instrument. Anyway, I was talking to my friend about anal sex, and I was like, oh, you know when you're watching gay sex? And he's like, he starts laughing.
I'm like, he's what? Like, what?
I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I do the same thing too. I don't know if I'll get into it. Fuck it. So I'm having anal sex with my wife and she came, which I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I was like, went to explore it on Google. I was like, how does this, what's the, can that happen?
The scientific.
I was like, can that happen for me? I don't know. I'm assuming for women it's stimulating the G-spot in the vagina somehow. I don't know. I guess it's like pressure or something. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Right. So I was talking to my friend. I was like, men can come from their ass. And he was like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I was watching anal sex like 3 months ago. Some gay anal sex. And this guy was being punished in a nice way.
In a consensual way.
And this white frothy stuff was coming out of his bum. Frothy, not cummy.
Huh.
Not typical cum from the penis. This froth that I've never seen before. So I can only assume that it's some kind of...
this mysterious fluid.
Anal cum leakage, which sounds lovely. So yeah, I don't know why I'm talking about this. If anyone knows what that white
frothy... It's for science.
If anyone knows what that...
You know what? I have another friend who I might be able to bring on here.
if anyone can help me and Kristen out with the white frothy stuff that comes out of a man's ass, not a woman's ass, because I've never seen that, out of a man's ass, please let me know. Please send your emails to us. And not pictures. Don't send pictures. Just explain in detail.
In graphic detail.
Graphic detail for Kristen and mine. Benefit, so yeah.
You know, it's just to make sure that we know we're talking about the same frothy liquid.
While we were in the sex shop, took the bum cleaner out of the box, and it kind of like she dropped it, and it landed on the desk in front of her in the most precarious way, and it was fucking hilarious. It was like wobbling about like a penis, and it was.
It needs to find entrance somewhere quickly.
But I think I'm gonna take the plunge. It looks like a plunger, so that's an epic plunge.
Does it really?
It really does. I'm gonna take the plunge, pun intended. I'm gonna clean my bottom, and I'm gonna sample some bum action.
All right.
My end. What do you think about that?
Sounds good. Sounds fun. Just be careful. Use lots of lube. Make sure you're relaxed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes.
I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up over dinner tonight. See what she says.
Sounds good.
Right. Moving on. Goldie Vance.
Oh, were we still talking about her?
No. We'll just both agree that she's brown. And move on. And we're moving on.
Okay, fine. All right.
Tank Girl, you had some reservations, Kristen. Talk to me about those reservations.
I mean, it seems like a fun ride for if you just want to read something and relax and not think about anything. And the art is really nice. I really like the art. But I don't know. I'm just kind of like, where is this going? Is this going anywhere? Or is it just kind of chaos everywhere? And I think it feels like that. Like chaos everywhere. And you just follow.
But that's the nature of Tank Girl. That's what Tank Girl is. Yeah.
Yes. Which is fine.
It's not like a riveting, you know.
Soulful adventure. And that's perfectly okay. But I don't think that I'm going to keep up with it on a monthly basis.
Right.
I'm sorry. Again, I've disappointed you.
It's my pick of the week.
It's. Oh. I'm sorry.
Dead serious. I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
It is fun.
And it was full of chaos.
And it is full of chaos, yes.
No, I really like the writing style. It appeals to my warped sense of humor.
Yeah, as I was reading it, I was like, oh, Glenn would love this. Mm-hmm. And that's good. It's your kind of humor, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Well, that's disappointing to hear.
I'm sorry.
You also read The Boys, and you didn't... Did you like that?
No.
Oh, fuck.
But I also didn't like Watchmen, and I think there was another one that was kind of like that I didn't like either.
When you say like that, do you mean a good comic?
No, I mean like the world is messed up, and superheroes are bad and corrupt. And people are gonna kill them now because they're so bad.
Is it because... I hope you're not offended by this statement. Is it because it's predominantly male-driven?
That's probably one of the things.
And that's fair. That's,
like, I guess I can't relate to it as much. And also because some reviewer brought this up about, like, it kind of, the main assumption is that humans are inherently evil or something and have the tendency to become corrupt when they have too much power. And I can, like, I understand that, but I don't really like reading it. I don't enjoy reading it.
I can attest to it. I'm 32 years old. I'm not saying every single human being has the capacity to do evil things or to become corrupt. But for the most part, I think we are and we do. So I just thought The Boys was really funny.
Did you?
Oh, it's hilarious.
I was kind of like, eh.
When you're like 300 pages deep.
But I wasn't 300 pages deep. I was reading the first volume.
Yeah, you don't really get a lot from that.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's this one gay character. He's hilarious. So, I don't know. You gave up too soon, Kristen. I'm sorry.
But I don't want to spend another $20 on something that I don't really like. I'm sorry.
I read it all digital. Digital.
And by digital, do you mean illegally?
So, what else have you read this week?
What else have I read this week? I finally finished all of the Swords of Sorrow crossover event thing that Gail Simone orchestrated. And it was good. I liked it for a crossover.
Who does the art for that? Because it's very, very pretty.
A bunch of different people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Depending on which part of the crossover you're reading. But the main crossover is like Sergio, whatever, Davila. And yeah, I do like that art.
Okay. I'm going to have to pick up some of these comics that you've been reading just based on the cover art.
Yeah, I think there's a big trade that collects the entire event for the Swords of Sorrow series.
How much is that?
Let me check for you right now.
Thank you. Kristen, I have an incredibly painful pins and needles foot at the moment.
Oh my gosh, it's 52-53 for the complete saga. And let me check how many pages this is.
No sympathy regarding my foot.
Shh, your foot can come later. It's 500 pages, 504.
Right.
But anyway, so your foot. Go on with your foot.
I just got pins and needles. What's the quick fix?
Unfold any of your limbs that are folded. Have the pins and needles. Okay, unfold them. Stretch them out and let the blood flow come back to your legs.
Now it's hurting.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt.
Is this what it's like to be paralyzed?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
We should bring a a physically handicapped person onto the show and ask them.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
How does that?
Do you know anyone? Because I don't.
How does that conversation start? Hello. Hi. Let's talk about limbs.
Let's talk about limbs, because I can move all mine.
Oh no, my pins and needles foot's really hurt. Oh shit. Oh, it's really hurting. Oh,
the one handicapped person who's listening to this has no like pity for you at all.
At least you can feel something. Yes. Oh, we're so bad. We're not making fun of you.
No, we love you.
I mean, I don't really.
I mean, it depends on what kind of person you are and if we ever actually interact. But we do appreciate our listeners, our 5 listeners.
No, it's growing. The show's growing.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
So how many do we have now?
6.
Yay!
About 50, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder where these people came from. They probably just typed in anal podcasts. We showed up.
I can't stop laughing about the... Oh, okay. Hello.
We're a very inclusive podcast, okay? We make fun of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that just means we don't discriminate.
Our xenophobia stretches far and wide. We don't just hate you because of the color of your skin. We hate you for the lack of appendages. I don't have any friends that are disabled.
Darn it, me either.
I'm looking to change that.
I used to.
I have an opening in my...
I'm hiring. Send in your resumes.
Send in your pictures. Get a friend to take a picture of you. It's going to be difficult, isn't it?
Well, we don't know if it's their arms or legs or whatever. That's not working.
Yeah. How does one take a selfie without arms?
You attach the selfie stick. You get someone to attach the selfie stick to a part of your wheelchair that can lift upwards. And then you press the button with your...
Let me stop you there, Kristen. Let me stop you.
Okay.
What you've done right is you've assumed that this person can't walk. All I said was, how do you take a selfie when you don't have arms and hands? And for some reason, you've just put them in a wheelchair.
Okay, now, look, they use their monkey people, legs.
Kristen, don't fucking belong in a chair, all right?
Okay, fine. They use their feet and they sit on their back and then they take the selfie with their toe.
We're totally fucked. We're awful people.
Someone's going to listen to this and be like, why are these people not, like, how are they walking around in society?
Because we're not disabled.
Yeah, so comics.
Right. fuck. Jupiter's Legacy.
Oh, are you reading that?
I just read it.
Okay, I've only read the first volume. That was pretty good.
There is only one volume.
Oh, I didn't know. No, I swear there's two now.
No, there's Jupiter's Legacy and there's Jupiter's Circle.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Frank Quietly is only illustrating Jupiter's Legacy.
Oh.
And Jupiter's Legacy is fucking awesome. I really like Mark Millar. He doesn't really do a lot. He doesn't write a lot of pages, but everything is... It just works. It's concise, but it works really well.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He's effective.
Yeah. He lets you read between the panels, you know.
Yeah.
A lot more than other writers do, so that's good. He doesn't hold your hand in a story. But I've noticed that a lot of writers don't know how to write women, Kristen. A lot of the stuff that I'm writing, a lot of stuff you're writing.
Well,
I've noticed that I don't know how to. No, a lot of the stuff I'm reading, the women just aren't written very well. Maybe I'm missing out.
Are you reading a lot of comics that have a female main protagonist?
I'm going to go through my list of stuff that I've read. I'm going to have a gander.
Okay.
Top of my head, the only thing I can think is Miss Marvel, which is a shame. But let me have a look. Oh boy. Rat Queens.
Oh, that one's fun.
Yep. Bitch Planet.
Okay.
Now I've got a lot. Revival, Coffin Hill. You should read Coffin Hill, by the way.
One day. But I have so many books to read.
Too much stuff.
I do.
Kristen, I want to read X-Men.
Okay.
I want to do it.
Okay.
I do want to do it.
Okay.
But I don't know where to fucking start.
I'll give you a place to start.
I want a place to start where I'm like, oh, there's Gambit. want to have sex with his penis.
Oh, you want Gambit?
Yeah.
Dang. The one that I started with didn't have Gambit in it, as far as I can remember.
Was it prior to Gambit's introduction, or was it post-Gambit?
I don't remember.
I don't mind leading into Gambit, but I don't want a dead Gambit.
I don't think they even mention him, so maybe it was before he even came.
Before he came. Where did he come?
Comes all over the place, really. He comes whenever he wants. But I have Astonishing X-Men by Joss Whedon.
I'm going to type in X-Men porn into Google.
Okay.
I'm doing it right now. Let's go. X-Men. Porn. It's probably going to be some trans site. See what I did there? X-Men? No? Okay.
Oh! I get it!
X-Men porn videos on Pornhub. Wolverine, Rogue, and other X-Men fucking parody. Yeah, it's probably not very good. I don't know, if I play porn mm-hmm. over this mic.
Will I hear it?
Well, yeah, you'll hear it because I'll be playing it over the mic.
Okay.
What would be the ramifications of such an act?
I don't know.
What's going to happen? Are we going to get shut down?
It doesn't seem like anyone's been trying to shut us down yet, considering all the things we've been saying.
For the first time on this show, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have some X-Men hentai sex played through my microphone.
Exclusively.
There is an issue. My kid is in the same room as me. So I'm actually going to refrain from doing that and be a parent for once in my life. But on next week's show, ladies and gentlemen, and people in wheelchairs, there will be some X-Men. Who am I kidding? All the wheelchair people of...
Ladies, gentlemen, people in wheelchairs, and everything in between. We can't exclude the people who are in wheelchairs from the people who are handicapped and not in wheelchairs, and the people who are... Whatever.
Kristen, if you could have just arms or just legs, what would you pick?
Just arms.
Masturbation. Clever.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of I can still play video games and read comic books, and I have a wheelchair to get around, so I can use that. And I would be permanently exempt from jogging.
Why does someone make you jog?
No.
You're not at school anymore, Kristen. You don't have to jog.
That's true.
Miss, I forgot my PE kit. Put a skirt on.
But yeah, if you're planning on reading X-Men, I would suggest Astonishing X-Men by Joss Whedon. It's in two books. The whole thing is in two books.
Astonishing X-Men.
Yes. That's the first X-Men book that I read. Or the first X-Men series I read, I guess.
And it's good, right?
It's good.
Okay. I'll write it down.
Okay. That's how I got into X-Men.
I don't think I'm going to buy the physical copy because it's going to be really expensive.
Of course. You're just going to illegally download it.
So, pull list.
Right. Pull list. What are you getting this week?
This week's actually quite a big week for me. So let's get on with it. Monstrous number 6, my favorite.
Oh, Monstrous!
My favorite comic series of the last 12 months. I highly recommend everyone read it. It deals with religion, social class. There's lots of racism. There's lots of themes in this throughout this book.
Here's the thing that I was kind of waiting for.
There's no disabled people.
Well, I mean, technically, she's got, like, a missing limb.
True, so. Yeah, true.
See, we're inclusive. But is there any lesbian thingies that happen?
Yes.
Good, because that's what I was waiting for the whole series. I was like, okay, I'm feeling gay in this. I'm feeling gay in this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, it's like matriarchy. Is that the right word?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's just pretty much 99% female. Casa. You're going to see.
Perfect. Beautiful. Just what I want.
But on a serious note, it's fucking unbelievable. I really want everyone to be reading Monstrous. It's drawn so beautifully.
Oh, the art. Yeah.
And the writing is super smart, but not on the, I don't get it because my brain's stupid. And there's cat people in it. Who doesn't love cat
people? Yeah, people with ears and tails.
There's like characters that look like Final Fantasy characters, but like in a cute way, not in a, So there's that too.
I'm excited.
The trade's coming out, I'm assuming, after number 6, so.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for it. Because I'm going to get it.
So good.
I know.
Okay.
I read the first few issues. I was like, oh, this is good. But I have too many things on my pull list. And I'm sure that enough people are buying it that it's going to get a trade.
Oh, I hope so.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a bit, I wouldn't use the word highbrow.
Uh-huh.
But, because I don't know if that's one word. But I will say that it's not your run-of-the-mill comic. It's something different, and you know that reading it. You're like, this is... It's almost like a novel.
Yes.
With pictures. Yeah, Monstrous, get it. I'm getting Tokyo Ghost, number 7. Another great series.
Oh, that's another one I've been planning on reading.
Female-driven?
Is it really?
Well... The main protagonist is female.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And she kicks ass and takes names. And it's very... There's a lot of penis in this comic as well.
Okay.
I feel like they're pandering to me. Miss Marvel, which is really shit. I've got to be honest. I'm not happy about Miss Marvel at the moment, Kristen.
Yeah. I've only read, I think, the first 2 volumes of it. So I'm behind very much.
I love the first 20 issues. This new arc, new series is just not very good. And I'll be sure to not mention that when I meet Adrian Alfona. Actually, I'm a pretty honest person, but no, I'm not going to do that. Afterlife with Archie.
That's still going?
People have been waiting 1.5 years for this issue, Kristen. A year.
I was like, I thought it was done already because I haven't heard anything new from it.
Did you read the trade?
No, but I want to.
It's stupidly good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it. Johnny Red, it's Garth Ennis Day, and I'm getting Tommy too. Do you remember when we talked about Tommy, Kristen?
No.
It was about a little boy called Tommy and his imaginary bunny friend who was pretty much the most disgusting and twisted little psychopath I've ever seen in a comic. He brushes his teeth. He sticks his toothpaste up his ass and all manners of just fucked up things, and it's hilarious. And we were talking about it on the show about, I don't know, 1 year ago. And you were like, this comic doesn't exist, and then we found it.
Oh, yeah!
It's got a little bunny with like a cereal box on the front cover.
Yeah!
Well, number 2's coming out, finally.
And it's been ages.
Why do comics just write the whole thing and then release it, you know, when you need to.
Slowly, right? Yeah. Instead of this whole business.
Issue by issue, don't do that. Write like 6 issues and then release them monthly.
Yeah.
And then make us wait for the, you know, the second arc. That's fine. So, yeah. That's my pull list.
I can feel a sneeze about to... Okay, I guess not.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Ah, man. I feel very unsatisfied right now.
Do you want to go to the bathroom and knock one out?
I don't think that's going to help.
No. Okay.
Thank you for giving me the option, though.
Oh, I can't do anything for you. I mean, that... Well, I mean... So, what's your pull list?
My pull list... okay. I've got... DC Universe Rebirth, #1.
Are you doing it?
I'm going to do it because that sort of starts off the whole other things that I'm going to get, like the Birds of Prey and the Teen Titans and stuff like that. So I'm going to get it for the sake of understanding what's going on. but I'm not gonna continue reading the main thing.
Right. You're gonna get a general feel for the story.
Exactly. And then I'm just gonna go ahead and skip the rest of it and just get the other thingies that I want from it.
I don't want to interrupt you. You still got probably another comic left. But speaking of DC, I did pick up Future Quest, and I thought it was...
Is that DC?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
It is. Oh, is shit. It? I'm on Google, and the first thing I see is X-Men porn, right? Let me... Future Quest. Pretty sure it's DC, isn't it? Yeah, DC. It's DC. If anyone wants this comic, they can have it. A lot of the character designs were created by Darwin Cook, who recently just passed away. So if anyone wants this Future Quest comic, they can have it, because let me tell you something, Kristen. It was shit.
Oh, really?
It was really shit. I didn't like it. So if anyone legitimately wants it, they can have it. They can just have it.
Wow.
But you have to explain to me where anal froth comes from.
That's your price.
I'm a cheap man. Anyway, carry on.
Oh, and my other thing was Welcome Back Number 8.
Is that still going?
Yeah, but
is it good?
I think it's ending. Is it? Yeah, it's really good. There were a couple issues when they were ending the first arc that me and Toby were just like, did you read it? Yes! And then we were all squealing in the comic store.
Wow.
Yeah. And Toby doesn't do that very much.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was good.
Would you like my number one? I'm going to assume you don't have it. I'm just going to assume you have the trade.
I have number one. No, I've been reading it in single issue.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it says a lot. I've actually been reading this whole series in single issue.
Well, I guess I'll keep hold of it then.
All right. What else? On the non-comic side of things, I'm planning on getting the Xbox One Mirror's Edge Catalyst controller.
I thought it looked pretty sexy.
Yeah, it does. All red and white and Canadian.
Oh, yeah. I never really even considered that.
Me either.
Speaking of Canada, Kristen, I've never been to...
Canada?
Niagara. I live here. I've never been to Niagara Falls.
Really?
Never been.
Oh, we should go.
Is it fun?
I think that you will have fun with your family here. Go to Niagara Falls, explore Clifton Hill, go down to the Hershey Factory, get your chocolate on, go to the Fudge Factory, get your fudge on.
I am a man who worships fudge.
Okay, there you go. They'll make it right in front of you.
Hershey.
It's beautiful.
Hershey bars are fucking horrible.
What?
Can't stand them.
Really?
I think they're useless.
What? Why?
I don't like the taste.
Are you one of those people who are like, this is not the English chocolate I grew up with?
I want to disagree with you, so I don't sound like a pompous asshole. But I'm going to have to agree with you.
Oh, yeah, because apparently the milk is different or something.
Oh, the milk's different.
Yeah.
Or we breed our cows in a... I don't fucking know.
I need to go there, or not there. I need to go to England and try their chocolate.
I don't need to go and see the cows.
I would like to see the cows, though. But I've got cows here.
Right. Okay, right.
I mean, you know, I live kind of near the farms, so...
Oh, I can segue into a topic. I've got a topic this week.
Wait. Let me just say what else I'm going to buy this week.
Oh, this was segueing into your thing. You had another thing? You have three things?
I was going to buy other things. Not comics, though. So there's the Xbox One controller, and then my friend is going to sell me Fallout 4, and I'm going to get Ratchet and Clank because it's on sale for $30.
Is it? Where?
At EB Games.
Oh, I'm going to get it.
Do it. It was sold out last week. So we were like, let us know, because we have a friend who works there. So we're like, let us know when the next shipment comes in. And she was like, it's here. So they saved us one.
Kristen, if I could give you my copy of Fallout 4, I absolutely would.
Really?
But I purchased it
digitally. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
That's okay.
But Ratchet and Clank, that's fucking awesome. Maybe there's going to be a sale on PlayStation soon.
Hopefully. But yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm going to play it, you know, 5 minutes and then...
No. That game looks like a lot of fun.
Right, yeah. A lot of fun.
It looks like it...
That's never stopped me from playing it for 5 minutes and stopping for a month before I start playing it again.
Which is weird because you played Destiny a lot and that game just isn't fun.
What? You didn't think it was fun? I had fun playing Destiny. But I did have people that I was playing with most of the time. And I do like looking at pretty things and shooting things. So, and I hadn't been playing shooters for a while. So it kind of scratched that itch for me. And it was really smooth. So, yeah.
I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was a bit... I'm still upset about my my disc.
Your disc. That's what it is. You don't actually hate the game.
That's...
You hate your disc drive. Don't take it out on Destiny.
I am taking it out on Destiny.
I know the story sucks, but hey, that's not why I play it.
Okay, what else?
That's it.
Speaking of DC Comics Rebirth, I have a topic this week.
Ooh.
Mm. I don't think I worded it very well, but you'll get the gist of it. Do multiple versions of the same superhero confuse new readers, or is it good to have choice?
I think that depends on the way the character is written. Like, if they're done well enough. But at the same time, I'm like, that character already exists and they already have a personality. Why are you changing it? It depends.
You're a new reader. You go into a comic shop. Talk to me about what you're thinking. Visualize it, Kristen.
I go into a comic shop and I don't know anything about anyone.
It's dusty. There's a person in a wheelchair.
There's a tall, big, sweaty, body odorous man in his 30s.
Wow. What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I'm not talking about you.
Let's stay on this 30 point. What was the...
I'm just saying that every time I go into a comic book store, or at least in the past...
Just when I think our friendship has evolved to like a really strong platonic love, you just bring it down to, I fucking can't stand you again.
What? I wasn't talking about you.
Anyway, okay, so you got into the comic shop. There's a smelly guy in his 30s. Ugh.
Okay. Usually with facial hair.
Right. You are...
Oh my gosh, you have facial hair
at this point,
too.
Right? All right, let's dispense with pleasantries from now on, Kristen.
Let's move on. Anyway, so I go into the comic shop and I see 10 different books of Wonder Woman. And I'm going, how do I know which one is good to read? Which one do I start with? Will I get confused if I read this? Oh, I like the art in this, but is the writing good? Do I even know the difference between good and bad right now? Because I haven't read any comic books in my life.
Sure. What's your thought process? Are you overwhelmed or are you excited?
Overwhelmed at first, for sure. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. What do I pick? Where do I start?
I feel like you're describing virginity.
Where do I put it? But no, the point is, yeah, it can definitely be overwhelming.
Like a bukkake party.
Like a what? Is that what you call it now?
That's what you've just described. I want all the listeners.
Bukkake pie?
Party. Pie?
I heard like a bukkake pie.
Bukkake pie.
I was like, is that what British people call vaginas?
No, a bukkake party.
A bukkake party?
Do you know what? You don't know what bukkake is?
Hold on, let me just blow my nose.
That's really fitting if you know what bukkake is.
Wait, what is that? I don't know.
How do you not know?
I don't, because I just don't, okay? What is it?
Your people are...
Now, by my people, are you referring to Canadians or Filipinos?
Filipinos.
Okay. Well, go on then. What
You're
is
an integral
racist...
component to...
to society.
To bukkake.
What? What is bukkake?
I can't describe it.
Because your daughter's here?
Yeah. You're going to have to Google it. Go for a Google it.
Man, okay. How do you spell it?
Would you like some help with the spelling?
Yeah.
B-U-K. I think it's K again.
Okay.
Yeah, B-U-K-K-A-K-E.
What am I typing in? Bukkake party?
Just type in bukkake.
Okay. Am I going with Urban Dictionary or am I going
yeah,
with...
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Read it out loud, please.
To ejaculate onto a person's face. I'm not sure how accurate this is.
Oh, no, you have to read number one. You have to read number one.
This is number one. This is the first thing that... let me just scroll all the way up. Bukkake. Noun. Variety of fetish that involves repeated ejaculation on a female by many... In brackets, 8 will do. Men.
I love the brackets.
Verb. To ejaculate on something, especially repeatedly. As in, I think you have a future in bukkake videos. Or another example is, turn off your stereo or I will bukkake on it.
Bukkake occurs when a group of men, perhaps 50 or more, manually stimulate themselves to climax and proceed to... So...
to squirt warm ectoplasm onto the face, hair, body, or into the eyeballs, ears, or mouth of a waiting and willing female. What the heck? Who writes these?
Now, I think, right, now this is going to sound a little bit racist.
Okay.
But I feel like one of a strength of the Asian demographic.
Oh dear.
Is that the eyes. I don't need to finish. I'm sure everyone understands where I'm going. The eyes are traditionally narrower than most others. So the chance of semen getting in the eyes is drastically lower. Great.
It's, you know, evolution has a way of
picking its market.
Wait, so is that an Asian thing or is that just anyone?
Well, I have I don't know, is squinty a derogatory term? I don't think it is. I think it's just a description. So I have very squinty eyes. Mm-hmm. Often my wife will be like, are you even looking at me? And I'm like, yes. I don't know if it's because I've been high for 90% of my life and my eyes have just kind of just slowly closed. But yeah. Or maybe some Asian man had sex with my mother and I'm actually, I don't know where I'm going with this, Kristen. You're going to have to help me out.
You're actually half Asian.
Yeah, maybe I'm half Asian.
Maybe that's why we get along so well. You know what they say about Asians?
Bukkake, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bukkake.
Wow. Learn something new every day.
Can't believe you don't know that.
Speaking of bukkake.
Right.
One day I want to have Sex Nerd Sandra on this podcast. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but I think we would have so much fun with her.
You're going to have to link me something. Oh, you did link me.
I did.
I'm going to check it out.
She's funny.
Is it graphic?
It's much more proper than we are, but it's also very casual.
Okay. Proper.
Proper in that, like, she doesn't say anything offensive.
Oh.
But she does mess around.
I don't think we say anything.
Oh, no, we definitely don't say anything offensive. But, like, you know, she won't say any... She won't... She doesn't, at least as far as I know, she tries not to be racist or sexist or anything like that on the show. Or if she does say something that she thinks might potentially trigger anyone, she'll warn listeners beforehand.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we do that?
No.
No.
No. No one said, no one's told us to, so I think we just keep going the way we do things now.
Yeah, my friend sent me a photo today, and it was of a bunch of podcasts on iTunes, mm-hmm. and some of them were marked explicit, and his point was, I think you guys need to mark explicit. And I'm just like, no.
I don't know what you're talking about. Children can listen to this.
Well... So,
did you go through what you were getting this week for comics?
Yeah, we never actually had an answer for my topic.
What was your answer? I mean, what was your question again?
Is it confusing to new readers, or is it good?
I think it's confusing. But I think once you get into it and sort of find your footing a bit more, you will be able to try out those different versions of characters and see who you like best. Like, which writers you like best or which interpretations you like best for that character specifically. So it's good eventually. It can be good eventually. But at first, it's confusing.
Sometimes I think, oh, wouldn't it be great if there was just one Batman out there?
But then it depends which Batman you pick to keep.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is, what if there was just literally one Batman comic?
Oh, okay.
And then that run happens, the writer leaves or the artist leaves, and then a new writer jumps
instead
on board.
Instead of all this, like, Batman, Batman Eternal, Detective Comics, Batman, what's it called?
How on earth do you decide what's continuity? Like, how do you keep up with the continuity, and how do you know what's canon? Like, I don't understand.
Honestly, it's so I don't even know. And... I just pick a comic that looks interesting, and I read it, and then... If I see something that hints at it being part of this continuity, then I'll be like, okay, I guess this is what happened.
But you're always going to get that one twat who's like, oh, you like that comic. That wasn't even canon.
And then you're just like, I'm not going to talk to you.
I've never had that happen to me.
I haven't had that either.
I'd laugh hysterically and then kick them in the ankle or something.
I'll kick them in the balls.
Hello. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Can you say goodbye?
Bye.
Goodbye.
Love you, darling.
Aww.
That was my 6-year-old daughter.
See, Glenn can't be a creep. He has a daughter and a wife.
Whoa. Wait, what? Is there a rumor going around the mill?
No, not at all. I was just preemptively... trying to strike down any people who might potentially say anything negative about you. I'm looking out for you, Glenn. This is what we do.
Okay. Kristen is a girl. What else? So, next week on... Kristen's lovely. My daughter just farted. And it was very loud.
I don't think the mic caught it, though.
She's going, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone, Daddy.
Too late.
On next week's show, what are we doing, Kristen?
The same thing we always do.
I invited Martin on.
Did you really?
I'm not happy with Martin at the
moment. Why? What did Martin do?
Martin liked Civil War on his podcast, but to me, I got a different impression from him.
Oh, really? Is he being... He's kind of like, oh no, but I want to be on the podcast with Glenn again, so I'm going to be good to Glenn, but then in my own podcast, I'm going to say my real thoughts.
Who are you, Martin?
Are you a real person?
What are your values, Martin?
Have you seen who they cast for the Thor Ragnarok movie?
I didn't even know they were making one.
I think it's real, what I saw. But they cast some... Let me just double check to make sure. So from what I saw, they cast this brownish girl as Valkyrie. I think she's like Spanish or something. Like, so let me just check what race this girl is. She's definitely not a blue-eyed blonde like Valkyrie is supposed to be. And I was like, why? What? And then they cast, there's this black character who I don't know. I forgot who he was, but he's played by a white character or a white actor. And I'm like, what? Why are they doing this? I don't understand.
You see, there's a Stephen King novel called the Dark Tower series, and it's been adapted to a movie. And Idris Elba, who is a phenomenally good actor, is playing the lead character. In the comics, he's white. I have a fucking issue with it. My issue is that if someone cast Nick Fury as Ryan Gosling, they would be uproar.
Okay.
So let it work both
she's
ways.
She's a mix. She's like black and Mexican. Still, like, as Valkyrie, really? But yes, continue.
If it's an established character, I say it's established, so
leave them alone. Let them be what they already are.
Leave them alone. I feel like we live in a society that's so politically correct and just absurd at the moment. I don't know. It's almost like affirmative action now.
Yeah, but but then why would they have changed the black character and made him white? Like, I don't understand what was going on in their brains there.
I don't know. It's absurd. Be offended. What I'm saying is be offended both sides.
I agree.
Kristen, I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
And make some food.
I need to go soon too anyway.
Before I do, let me send you a picture on your Facebook Messenger. Tell me what you think about this amazing tank top that I'm currently wearing.
I'm getting ready. Oh, Goofy Mickey Mouse! I think that's Pluto, but his head's kind of cut off. I like it. It's cool.
It's got Donald Duck on it as well.
Bye. All
right, goodbye, everyone.